This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. You guys excited, not excited about the extent of the Republican presidential field? Or are you still waiting to see who gets in here?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because these guys, nobody is really stepping up so far. I mean, you know, the biggest news is that Newt Gingrich, you know, either his people are quitting or they discover he had a second line of credit at Tiffany's. And, you know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that he was seeing another line of credit on the side when it comes to Newt. And then, of course, you know, we'll just see what happens. Anytime you mention Tim Pawlenty's name, then you have to wake the people up that are around you. Michelle Bachmann and Palin, boy, that sure would be a lot of fun for us. But we'll just have to see.
Yeah, absolutely right. So obviously until that time, there are huge fights over the direction of the country. We've got this debt ceiling vote, or at least a deadline for August 2nd. And if, you know, congressional history is any guide, I'm sure they'll take care of that weeks in advance and not wait till the last day or even the last hour like they did with the potential government shutdown with the budget extension earlier in the year.
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting if the over-under was like, you know, 11:59 of August 1 or, you know, 11:59 and 59 seconds. When is it going to happen? But, yeah, I think I sensed a little sarcasm in you're getting it done early.
Yeah, usually that's not the way it gets done. But we'll see. And, of course, you know, you have the Republicans now controlling the House, and the Capitol Steps have kind of dusted off a familiar theme with some updated lyrics to this one. Any more setup needed than that?
I don't think so. I think he introduces himself and everybody will know where it's going.
Here we go.
Midterm elections change things on the Hill. Who will be speaker next? John Boehner will. The Democrats had no.
Results that you all saw election night gave power to the loonies of the right. We prefer our ice hockey teams with no left wing. We should not let left-handers pitch a game. I am not a cold-hearted kind of guy. If you call me insensitive, I'll cry. My appeal is that I look quite orange. I just realized nothing rhymes with orange. And so now I'll tell the truth. I don't use a tanning booth to look like steak that's overcooked a tad. The fact is that I'm really Snooki's dad.
Ha! Oh, Mark, a little phantom medley there. Good stuff, good stuff.
Always a classic.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what else are you guys looking at besides this ever-evolving presidential field?
Well, you know, we've got the presidential deal. We've got the withdrawal from Afghanistan that is going to start drawing down the troops. And let's see what else. You know, the Republicans are already calling that him putting more people out of work. You know, the economy's still chugging along, not very well, but kind of a Sisyphus thing there, trying to push it up the hill. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, plenty for you guys to keep track of. And like you said, the more people get in, the more potential comedy that arises for you.
I'm absolutely.
Sure, it'll be a fun year and a half to come for you, I'm sure. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. You can get a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.